Hi, this is Monty Mills from the Children's Hospital of Philadelphia Division of Ophthalmology. I'd like to talk about when to refer children from the primary care practice for headaches for an eye examination. Headaches in children are common, and the first stop for these children will be in your office to understand the history of the headaches, the severity, the nature of the headaches, family history, and to examine the child for common causes of headaches in childhood. But some of these children will be examined by you and there won't be an obvious cause of the headaches and the examination will be normal. And it may be appropriate to refer these children on for an ophthalmic examination with a pediatric ophthalmologist. There are certain types of alarming headaches where it probably is not appropriate to refer them for routine pediatric eye examination, and they may need to go directly to an emergency room or to a pediatric neurologist. And these would be severe headaches, headaches with increasing severity and frequency, headaches that are interfering with normal activities, headaches that are associated with nausea and vomiting that occur during the night and awaken the child during the night or occur early in the morning. But for other types of headaches, if the general examination is normal and there's no obvious cause on history, it would be appropriate for a pediatric ophthalmologist to examine these patients for headaches that may be associated with certain eye abnormalities. What will we be looking for when they come to see the pediatric ophthalmology? Well, we'll look at their vision and refraction to see if there may be uncorrected refractive error and need for glasses, which may cause headaches and is easily treated. And these children may also have poor vision. We'll be looking at their eye alignment and strabismus. There are certain forms of strabismus, particularly convergence insufficiency, which may cause eye strain when reading and headaches and that are treatable by an ophthalmologist. We'll look at the slit lamp examination under high-powered magnification to look for uveitis, ocular inflammation, glaucoma, other causes of referred pain that may come from the eye but be felt by the child as headache. And we'll be looking at the dilated fundus examination to see the optic nerve and retina to look for problems like papilledema, diabetic retinopathy, hypertension, other changes in the eye that may be related to the cause of the headaches. Don't be surprised when many of these examinations come back normal. We expect many of these kids to have benign types of childhood headaches that don't cause eye problems, and that should be reassuring to you and to the parents. And also don't be surprised if the ophthalmologist feels that other studies may be indicated, including perhaps sinus imaging or other imaging studies, and perhaps referral to a neurologist for certain types of headaches. Thank you very much. This is Monty Mills from the Children's Hospital of Philadelphia.